Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for tonight again. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Just lift up your voice and worship him tonight. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Abba Father. Lift up your voice and worship him. Abba Father, God is in our midst tonight. I can feel the presence of God. Abba Father, Abba Father, thank you, Jesus. 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 Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, you are welcome, 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 you are welcome. Abba Father, the name of the Lord tonight. Let's thank him, let's worship him, let's bless him. There's no other God to him, is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Ancient of Days, the Life of the Star. He doesn't eat anything in what our worship. Lift up our voice, I want to bless your name. In your language, begin to sing any good song to the Lord. Appreciate him for his blessing upon your life. Lift up our voice tonight, I want to worship your name. My resutele prosoto makatayamawa. Father, we worship you. In your language, sing any song to worship the Lord. Baba. So Baba, just worship him in your language tonight. And ye ni Baba, oh, so to Baba, oh, and ye ni Baba, so Baba, just worship him tonight. Risokete brosotoba, Marike zita ni brasata Baba, worship your maker. Over your health, say thank you, Jesus. Over your message, say thank you, Jesus. Over your marriage, say thank you, Jesus. The Bible says, no, for God, I'm being on the other side. Father, just worship him tonight. The devil would have wasted many lives, oh Lord. Father, we thank you because we are alive today. Oh, we worship your majesty. Glory of my soul, and say, he beat a tibet. Don't we don't worship the Lord? And say, he beat a bad day. I do, in your language, worship the Lord. He beat a bad day. Hey, 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 just begin to worship your Lord in your own language. Sing that this song to appreciation. Akuluwa talabama mega o talabama yin biko shopa togo wa lo oluwa ma se o alagbara lolorun mi o alagbara ni jesu mi o oba to laye atakun re ni kawo o ma so un ti ko le se o the 24 hours I worship you day and night begin to worship in the present day. Father, we magnify your majesty for another time in your presence tonight. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Ah, Father, have your way tonight on every soul that is connected to this life. Father, please have your way. Oh, no, and Jawa Bara, you say, oh, Baba Fabara, ah, Nidwa Yawa, Baba Fabara, hey, hey, Gibu Bara, ye, let Mondaju Wimbo, Jesu Nikolaba, Lori, Aye, Bumbo, Baba Fabara. In your language, worship the Lord tonight. Ah, my security river, my yanko rika sita river. Open your mouth and begin to bless the name of the Lord. Begin to appreciate it. It's worthy to be praised. It's worthy to be adored. There is no other unto you. Father, we thank you. We worship your majesty. Thank you for another 10 minutes. Be now exalted. Begin to worship your majesty. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. For your grace, we say thank you very much. For your anointing, we say thank you very much. For your name that is above every other name. We worship, thank you very much. Father, we praise you, Lord. Be now exalted in Jesus' precious name. We are prayed. Say, oh Lord, my Father, I am before you tonight. Answer me by fire. Don't let me go on the same. Open your mouth and pray. Father, I don't want to go on today. I don't want to go on the same tonight. Father, do something urgent in my life that people will know that surely I am a living God. Open your mouth and pray. I sit and pray, pray, pray. Just thank God, just thank God, just thank God for divine presence tonight, for what he's about to do, for what you have been doing in your life. Lift up your voice and go to worship him. Worship him, worship him, worship him. Bless his holy name. In Jesus' name, we pray. Say, oh Lord, my Father, anything in my life that want to hinder my prayer, have mercy upon me in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray, 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 pray. Tell God to be merciful. Always share for me. He said, I will have mercy upon who I want mercy on. He said, I want compassion upon who I want compassion on. Father, tonight, I am in your presence in the multitude of my sin. I've come before you today. Father, be merciful. Always share for me. Say, ask God for mercy. Don't claim to be too righteous. Open your mouth and pray. Ask God for mercy. Ask God for mercy in the name of Jesus. Father, be merciful. Always say, in the name of Jesus. Father, be merciful. Ask God for mercy. Ask God for mercy. Today, oh Lord, you will receive mercy. We shall receive mercy. In the name of Jesus, we shall receive mercy. In the name of Jesus, ask God for mercy. Open your mouth and pray. Father, be merciful tonight. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Say, heaven over my prayer tonight. Open by fire. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare your heaven open. Over your prayer tonight. Open, 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 open. Father, let my heaven open. Ha ha. Today is my day. Father, my heaven must open. My heaven must open. My heaven open up by fire. I declare my heaven open tonight. In the name of Jesus. You cannot be praying on that cross heaven. Father, tonight, oh Lord, my heaven must open. My heaven must open. Open your mouth and pray. Your heaven must open. Declare that one to yourself. Father, Lord, we are in your presence tonight. Our heaven must open tonight. In the name of Jesus. Pray, 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 pray. Father, let my heaven open. In the name of Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Say, powers in my environment standing against my prayer. By fire, pray, 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 pray. Every power in my environment that say no to my prayer, you are a liar. Da, 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 da. Pray, 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 pray. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, ah, my Rusekete, pray, 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 pray. Yes, 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 yes. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Ah, I decree this word to somebody's life. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 40 verse 4, Isaiah 40 verse 4, it says, every valley shall be exalted I believe somebody will say a good amen to that. He said, and every mountain in your life shall be brought low. He now said to somebody here tonight, every crooked ways, every crooked straight in your life shall be made straight, and all your rough places, all your rough circumstances, the Lord said, I will make them smooth. Tonight I decree, the Bible says, heaven and earth might pass away, but the word of God will never go fulfilled. This word in Isaiah 40 verse 4, I decree to your life, every valley that need to rise up, that need to be exalted, for your life to be better than it. Before you share the grace tonight, the valley shall be exalted. In the name of Jesus, every mountain, the mountain of failure, the mountain of difficulty, the mountain of sickness, the mountain of delay, that need to be brought low, I decree tonight, the mountain confronting anyone here, that need to be brought low, before your joyful, I decree tonight, before we share the grace, the mountain shall be brought low. In the name of Jesus, I am praying for somebody again for a prayer point in that scripture. He said, the crooked way shall be made straight. Any crookedness in your life, anything that is not going according to God's plan, today in the name of Jesus, I decree and I prophesy. You will take the word of God as a weapon. In the name of Jesus, it shall be made straight. In the name of Jesus. And he said to somebody here, every rough edges in your life, anything that is rough, your life is just rough. You don't know what is going on. I am praying for somebody here. According to Isaiah 40 verse 4, the rough places shall be made smooth. In the name of Jesus, it shall be made smooth. It shall be made smooth. It shall be made smooth. In Jesus' name, we are praying. You are going to pray this one out of clear. Beloved, there is no joy in your life being in the valley. If you are in a valley, there is no how you can see what is going on the top. There is somebody listening to me tonight. Your door is about to pull you out of that valley. In the name of Jesus, in Genesis 39, the brothers of Joseph, they dropped Joseph into the pit. They wanted to kill him. He said, let us kill him and let me see how his dream of fulfillment will come to reality. But tonight I decree, the Bible says, the hand they used to drop Joseph there, that was the same hand they used to pull him out. I am praying for you tonight. I don't know whether it's a man or a woman, whether it's a black or white, whether they are short or tall, that is responsible for what you are passing through. In the name that is above everything, I know a God that is has got vengeance in his hand. By the power and the name of Jesus, any battle orchestrated by man or woman in order to destroy your home, if your amen is loud, the battle shall backfire. In the name of Jesus, the battle shall backfire. The battle shall backfire. The battle shall backfire. In the name of Jesus. Aha. You are going to pray. We are here to pray tonight. You are going to hear this one and clear. Say, powers that has determined to bury my head in the valley. Ha! You are a liar. Every power that has determined to bury my head in the valley, you are a liar. Da, 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 da. My sister, now you know why we need to pray a prayer. Every power that has determined to bury your head in the valley, enough is enough. Da! In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray a prayer. Help yourself into that prayer. We are here for serious business. Open your mouth and pray a prayer. Look at what's happening already. My sister, pray that prayer, pray that prayer, pray that prayer. Every power that has determined to bury your children, to bury your life, to bury your destiny in the valley of life, open your mouth and pray, that power shall be wasted. In the name of Jesus, that power shall be wasted. In the name of Jesus, that power shall be wasted. Open your look at what's happening now. Pray. Help yourself tonight. In Jesus, mighty name, we are praying. I decree to somebody's life here. Anyone consulting any herbalist that has submitted your names in order to be destroyed. The Bible said, though I'll join hands together, the wicked, the Bible said, they will not go unpunished. Anyone submitting your name to any Christian church, anyone submitting your name to any herbalist, anyone submitting your name to any Sunday shepherd, in the name that is above every other name, any incantation they made against you shall backfire. In the name of Jesus, it shall backfire. The power that said this is our you can go, that you will remain like this until you die. I pray for you tonight. By the power and the name of Jesus, you shall disgrace them. They shall be disgraced. They shall be disgraced. They shall be disgraced. They shall be disgraced. In Jesus' name, we are praying. You are going to pray this one loud and clear. I want us to pray serious prayer tonight. Shout this one with that apology to any power. Say, every arrow of something tragedy that have been fired in the spirit realm to manifest in the later part of this year. As I'm praying now, by fire! Pray. Send the arrow by my sister in the name of Jesus. Any arrow of sudden death, arrow of tragedy, arrow of sorrow, open your mouth and pray. Oh, yeah, by fire. Oh, yeah, by fire. Oh, yeah, by fire. Oh, yeah, by fire. Oh, aha! Now, you know what you're doing now. Pray. In the name of Jesus. Pray. Open your mouth and pray that prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Pray. In Jesus' name, we are praying. You are going to pray this over yourself. Say this one loud and clear. I don't know what you have been expecting. The Bible says, surely there is an end. Proverbs 28 verse 13. He said, surely there is an end. And the expectations of the righteous cannot be cautioned. I beg you, pray this first prayer point. I don't know what your life has been waiting for. That you know yourself very well. As soon as this thing happens, people will suddenly congratulate you. Anyone that hears about the good news must congratulate you. There is something your life has been waiting for. Get yourself ready now. I don't know it, but God knows it, and you know it yourself. So if you know it yourself, you are going to use your mouth as a weapon to command that thing to manifestation. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, divine breakthrough. That my life has been waiting for. Manifest by fire. Pray. The breakthrough, the testimonies. Your life has been waiting for. Oh, yeah, manifest. Oh, yeah, manifest. Oh, yeah, manifest. Oh, yeah, manifest. Aha. Pray. That brother, understand what we are praying that prayer. In the name of Jesus. Pray for yourself. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah, oh, pray. Help yourself. The testimony that your life has been waiting for. I am available. Oh, yeah. Manifest. Command them to manifest. Command them to manifest. Command them to manifest. They must manifest. They must manifest. Open your heart and pray. In the name of Jesus, it must manifest to them. And let your name be glorified in Jesus. Imagine them. We are praying. You are going to pray this over yourself. Say, every unsettled area of my life, by the power in the blood of Jesus, receive divine settlement. Open your mouth and pray for yourself like that. In the name of Jesus, you are praying for a breakthrough. Thank God tonight. In the name of Jesus, Father, let you receive divine settlement. Receive divine settlement. Receive divine settlement. Whatever my life I've been waiting for, the testimony, the good news, open your mouth and pray that my life I've been waiting for. Father, let you receive divine settlement. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, pray. Help yourself in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Say, powers that has vowed that this is how far I can go in life. Hey, that is somebody that need that prayer seriously. You are in a level whereby if God did not step in, the enemy will laugh. I beg you, pray this prayer. The power that said this is how far they have waited at a certain junction in your life. They say you can never cross that junction. They say Ikabo on that place. I decree today, as you pray this prayer with anger in your books, you will move to the next level. In the name of Jesus, say powers that I vowed that my condition will remain like this till I die. You don't understand. They say this is how far you can go. Your condition will remain like this until you die. I want you to gather your strength as you pray. Say powers that I vowed that my condition shall remain like this. You are a liar. Your tool of study must change. You must move to your next level. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Help yourself. Help yourself. Help yourself. Oh, pray. Aha, that is it. I don't know you are praying that prayer, my sister. Pray. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. Aha, in Jesus' name, we are praying. You know, when this time around, I want you to double your aggression. They told blind Bartimaeus in Mark chapter 10 verse 46. He said, blind Bartimaeus, keep quiet when he called Jesus. He said, son of David, have mercy upon me. But they asked him to shut up. But I love that man. I always say it. He changed the gear of his prayer from gear 5 to gear 1. I know when you are driving in gear 5, and you now change it to gear 1, the car will cry. There was a crying. There was a noise. Beloved, some testimonies will not manifest until God sees how desperate you are. Some story will not change until God sees that this one has got to the point of enough is enough. Gather your strength to pray this prayer. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, anything in my life that has determined to tie me down on this spot. Ah, hey, you are a liar. Shake that. Shake yourself to that prayer. Oh yeah, get out. Aha. I see something jumping out of that person. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In the name, aha. My sister, pray. In the name of Jesus, anything that is holding you on a particular spot, they want to destroy you there. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, aha. Yes. Open your mouth and pray. Aha. That's it. I know you. That's it. Yes. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Pray. In the name of Jesus. Ah, you must move forward. You must make progress. You must make progress. In the name of Jesus. Let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we pray. Ah, I have a word for somebody. Psalm 121. The Bible says, I will lift up my eyes up to the hill, for where comes my help? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He said, he will not permit your foot to be moved, and he that keepeth thee no slumber, he said, the Lord is your keeper. I pray for somebody here. If your amen is loud, the sun will not smite you by day. Nor the moon by night. And he said in verse 7, he said, the Lord shall preserve thee, not just you, your children, your grandchildren, your great grandchildren, your husband, your wife. He said, the Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. I am praying for somebody here. Hey, I don't know who you are. The evil that is waiting to happen in the later part of this year, it is minus your family and my family. In the name of Jesus. He said, the Lord will preserve your going out and your coming in from this time henceforth for how long? And forevermore. Say, thank you, Jesus. Say, thank you, Jesus. When we hear some word again, you just get the courage in your spirit. You are going to pray this over yourself loud and clear. Thank you. That one I've been taking care of. Say, every curse of automatic failure, working day and night to destroy my life. Hey, you are a liar. Break by fire. Oh, yeah. Break. Aha. You know what you're praying. The curse has to be broken. It has to be broken. Automatic failure that they have been programmed in the spiritual. When you get to a certain level of breakthrough, they will just kick off. Oh, put your mouth and pray. Every curse of my father's house, of my mother's house, of my inner side, that is an automatic failure. At the end of breakthrough, I break the curse tonight. In the name of Jesus. Let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we pray. Hey, I pray for somebody here. Listen carefully to this. It's a word, just a simple word of prophecy. I just received this now. I've never seen anybody in this whole world. I've seen people that can eat chocolate. You know, they just eat on their own, raw. They can eat it all. But I've never seen anybody that can eat butter raw like that. They just begin to swallow butter. Something is wrong somewhere. Maybe some mental issue. You can be swallowing butter. But there is something I know about butter. That to enjoy your butter, you must have bread. When you have it with bread and you now have a very good tea beside it, it might look physical, but I can tell you there's a word coming after it. I am praying for somebody here. Hey, if your amen can be loud in this prayer, I don't know what you are the butter, I don't know what your bread is, but in the name that is above every other name, before the end of this September 2020, God will butter your own bread in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus, the Lord will butter your bread in the name of Jesus.
They amen.
Will different than ever before. In the amen. Mighty name
of Jesus. Amen.
Heaven for the man. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You are going to pray. Shout this one again for yourself. Say, my father, my father, my father.
My father, my father, my father.
Overdue for my next level.
I'm overdue for my next level.
Move me to my next level in the name of Jesus. Tell God to push you to the next level in the name of Jesus. Father, push me to the next level. Baby, let's see. Father, take me to my next level. I am tired of this valley. I need to move up on fire. Tell God you need to move up. Baby, Lossy. Baby, Lossy. Tell God you need to move to the next level. Thank God to carry me to the next level. Father, carry me to the next level. In the name of Jesus. Father, carry me to the next level. Take me to the next level. It's a letting soon you do. I need your 10 level this year. In the name of Jesus. Thank God you are tired of the level you are. You need to move to your next level. Spiritually, you must move. Materially, you must move. In your mind, your marriage, you must move. In your family, you must move. Thank God you want to move to your next level. Baby lost you. Hey. Wow, baby, so cute. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are praying. You are going to turn that song to prayer. For those of us who don't speak Yoruba, sorry, I'm sorry, I don't know much of English. But the song says, I'm tired of this valley. I need to get to the mountaintop. That's the summary of the song. I am tired of this valley. I need to get to the mountaintop. So you are going to turn that into prayer. Please, this prayer point is for those who are tired of the level they are. If you know you are tired from being tired, you need to pray this prayer. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, my father, my father, my father. I cannot continue like this anymore. Arise! Get me out of this mess in the name of Jesus. Tell God to take out this mess. Father, therefore, I am coming out of this mess. I am tired of this mess. Move me to my next level. Open your mouth and pray. It's a desperate prayer. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Father, I cannot continue like this. You created me for a particular purpose. It's not what I've seen at the moment. Baby, lost you. I see somebody move. Father, take me to my next level. Father, take me to my next level. Enough is enough. People are asking me questions. They say, where is your God? Oluwa, show yourself. Father, show yourself. Father, show yourself. Tell God to show himself tonight. In your circumstances, the Lord must show himself. In your marriage, the Lord must show himself. In your children's life, the Lord must show himself. In your destiny, the Lord must show himself. What you are passing through now is not what God planned for you. Something has gone wrong somewhere. He said, while men slept, the enemy came and saw tears. Oh Lord, I hate that tears. I need to move up to my next level. Open your mouth and pray. Help yourself tonight. I cannot help you like this. Help yourself tonight. The angel of God is beside you. Pray. Father, Lord, I pray. Let your name be glorified in Jesus' precious name. We are praying. Thank you, Jesus. I decree to somebody's life here. In the name that is above every other name, the testimony that your life has been waiting for, If your amen is now, receive it now by fire. Receive it by fire. Receive it by fire. Receive it by fire. In the name of Jesus, I pray for somebody here. Every arrow of stagnancy that was fired into your life at the age of 10 and have been manifesting in the 48 years of your life, today with the power in the name of Jesus, as the Lord liveth. If your amen is loud, that arrow shall jump out suddenly tonight in the name of Jesus. But you shake the arrow, shake it out, out of my life, out of my life tonight, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth, out of my life, and let your name be glorified. Thank you, Heavenly Lord, in Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Pray one more before we go to the scripture. This prayer point is very simple, but powerful and loaded. Shout this one loud and clear. Say testimonies. I didn't say testimony. Say testimonies. Are you ready to pray? Say testimonies that have the ability to cancel my insult and move me to my next level. Manifest now. That's the prayer point. I repeat myself. Say testimonies that have the ability to cancel my insult. It is somebody who has been believing God for fruit of the womb. You have been in their marriage for about 7 years. Nothing is coming forth. And by the time your belly starts shooting out like this, maybe you have two or three or even four in your belly. That is a testimony that can cancel your insult. Your in-law have been asking you questions. The testimony, where is you? Where are you sure you are okay? They have been asking you. These are the insults that somebody is facing. But you are going to turn into prayer. Say testimonies that have the ability to cancel my insult and move my life to the next level. Manifest by fire. Pray. My sister, pray that prayer for yourself. The testimony must manifest that will cancel your insult. Enough is enough. You must move forward. Cry to God. Black Bartimaeus, he was being insulted on the spot, but he cried to the Lord. Everything changed his story. Tonight, oh Lord, I pray for everyone here. Your story must change. The testimony that your life has been waiting for, that will cancel the insult in your destiny. Today is the day. They will be canceled. They must manifest. The insult is canceled. And it's just to say, oh, you're the thing. And it's just to say, in the name of Jesus, you will not be insulted. You will never be put to shame. In the mighty name of Jesus, and let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen. Open your Bible with me to Ezekiel 37. Ezekiel 37, talk about Ezekiel 37. Thank you, Jesus. As I share my screen, Ezekiel 37. And I read from verse 1. I want everyone to listen to this very well. Ezekiel 37, verse 1. I read. The Bible says, the hand of the Lord came upon me and brought me out in the spirit of God and set me down in the midst of valley, and it was full of bones. What came upon Elijah and Ezekiel? It was the hand of God. Tonight, for all of us on this line, Jesus Christ in Nazareth, the hand of God will come upon you tonight. In the name of Jesus. And then he caused me to pass by them. The Bible says the valley was full of bones. And he called, just imagine what I'm reading. It's a familiar scripture, so I don't need to waste much time on it. Then he caused me to pass by them all around. And behold, there were very many in open valley, and they were indeed very dry. Verse 3. And God said to me, to Ezekiel, son of man, can this bone live? Imagine you yourself. Let's leave valley of dry bones. You just ate a very good tilapia fish with a very strong bone, and you put it in your, after finishing cooking the thing, you put it in your dustbin, about to throw it to the rubbish, and God that has to, can this bone turn back to fish? Left to you and I say, ah, God, it's not possible. But we serve a God of possibility. Luke 1:37, it says, for with man, it might not be possible, but for with God, all things are possible. So he said, he answered us, he said, can this bone live? So I answered, oh Lord, ah, now you know, it's only God that knows. I like Ezekiel. And again, he said to me, the solution to this bone to live is in your mouth. He said, prophesy to this bone. Proverbs 18:21 says, life and death lies in the power of tongue. So those who love it, they eat the fruit thereof. He said, prophesy, use your mouth to prophesy to this bone and say to the bone, oh, dry bone, hear the word of the Lord. Then thus said the Lord, then surely God has assured him that I will cause breath to enter it. It's not the duty of Ezekiel to do that. It's God that will do that. I will cause breath to enter it and you shall live. And I will even put sinews on you and bring flesh upon you, cover you with skin and put breath on you, and you shall live. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. In the name that is above every other name. Over your life, over your situation, the whole world will know that you are serving a living God. In the name of Jesus. So I prophesied as I was commanded, verse 7. And there was a noise. You know, I told you there's some breakthrough that will never manifest until you have some dangerous noise. Like by myself. You see, there was a noise. And suddenly a rattling. And the bones came together, bone to bone. Ah, today, every of your blessings that has gone far away from you, one by one they shall come back together. In the name of Jesus. In verse 8, then as indeed, as I look, the sinews and the flesh came upon them. That's Ezekiel saying it. The skin covered them all up. What did he do? He prophesied. He prophesied. But there was no breath in them. Look at what he said. And the Lord said to him, oh God, you are the one that did the job up to this level now. Now they've got skin, they've got sinews, they've got flesh, but there was no breath. He now said to them again, prophesy. Many of us have contained our problem without prophesying unto them. He said, prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and said to the breath, thus hear the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breath on the slain, and that they may live. And suddenly, he gained confidence. I now prophesied, as I have been commanded, and breath came upon them, and they lived and stood on their feet in exceedingly great army. Look at this. Then he said to me, son of man, these are the bones of the whole house of Israel. Indeed, our bones are dry, and our hope, H-O-P-E, is lost. And we ourselves are cut off. But therefore, prophesy to them, say, thus said the Lord, behold, all my people, I will open your grave. I will cause you to come out of your grave. I will bring you to the land of Israel. Then you shall know that I am your God, that I've opened your grave, all my people, and brought you all from the grave. Then I will put my spirit in you. You shall live, and I will bless you in your hand, the land. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, has spoken it and has performed it, saith the Lord of hosts. Beloved, this is a story that we are so familiar to, I don't want to waste time at all. Many people are passing through a dry bone situation. Valley of the dry bone. There is dead hopes. There is dead ambitions. There is dead promises. Situation that has moved you from pillar to post. Situation that almost lost confidence in the Lord. That is a dry bone situation. Situation that burdens you every day, that you cry day and night. Your pillow is always wet with tears. That is a dry bone situation. situation that if God does not step in, the enemy will laugh at last. That is a terrible situation. When the people are asking you, where is your God? That is a terrible situation. I have a word for somebody here. I don't know your own condition. I don't know your own terrible situation. I am decree to your life, as you pray the remaining prayer for this prayer line tonight, in the name that is above every other name, every hopelessness in your life, every hopeless situation, every situation that is making you cry, everyone that said this, where is your God? Every situation that has pushed you to a pillar to post, anything you have done, you fasted, you prayed, since nothing is happening, tonight by the power in the name of Jesus, engage the word of prophecy. And I prophesy to your life, as you prophesy to your situation, it will change for better. In the name of Jesus, it will change for better. I am praying for you from the depth of my heart. By the power in the blood of Jesus, people shall soon gather to celebrate you. In the mighty name of Jesus, the hope you have lost, I see you recover those hope. In the name of Jesus, the ambition you have lost, recover the ambition. In the name of Jesus, the promises, the people, the money you have lost, the relationship you have lost, that you think you wish it doesn't go, I see you recover those things tonight. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Unfortunately, God has a role to play. Ezekiel had a role to play. The role of Ezekiel is to prophesy to that situation. Gather your strength tonight. Beloved, before you address your dry bone, you need to surrender your life to Christ. If you call dry bone sin, the Bible says the prayer of a sinner is an abomination to the Lord. What do we need to do? In Job chapter 14, verse 7. Do you think your dry bone can still rise again? Yes, it will rise again. How do I know that? He said, for there is hope for a tree. For there is hope for who? A tree. If it is cut down, that it will sprout again. And the tender shoots will not cease, although its roots may grow old on the earth. And also, its thorn may die in the ground, but there is something coming up. He said, yet, Mapo Sataya Baba, at the scent of water, that is Jesus Christ, is the water of life. At the scent of water, if you can allow Jesus to take that situation, at the scent of water, it will bud again and bring forth a branch like a plant. Beloved, there is hope for you. You can, all what you need is to call for the scent of water. The scent, the river of the living, Jesus is the living water. It is the water that cannot dry. Do you have the water around you? It's not the one you buy in Tesco. It's not the one you buy in the shop. It is a scent of water. That is Jesus getting involved in your case. Close your eyes and pray. Say, my Father, if I have been disconnected from you, by your mercy tonight, Father, reconnect me back. Tell God, you need the scent of water back to your life. Father, reconnect me back tonight. In the name of Jesus, tell God to reconnect you. We are about to pray some dangerous prayer now. Tell God to reconnect you. Help yourself tonight. Father, the scent of water. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, Jesus, you are the living water. Come upon my life afresh in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. It's the living water. It's at the scent of water, it will bud again. Open your mouth and pray. And bring forth branches like plants. Tell yourself, pray. Father, Lord, you are the living water. Yes. Come upon my life again. Come upon my life again, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, you are the living water. I, if I've been disconnected, Father, reconnect me back tonight. Reconnect me back tonight. In the name of Jesus. And let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we are praying. You know what? I don't know your own devil. I don't know. To some people, their marriage has gone dry. So some people, their career is gone dry. Anything they do that need does not prosper is a dry bone situation. To some people, their relationship with God has gone cold and dry. You need to spend. You need the scent of water. You need the scent of water. A scent of water. God must just step into your case. Some people can, their situation is so bad that they cannot even explain to anybody. But the only thing is that at night they could not sleep. Why? Because there is something wrong in their destiny. There is something wrong with them. You are going to lift up a voice. Say, Jesus, you are the yoke breaker. Break my yoke today in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and tell God to break your yoke. Holy Ghost, break the yoke. Every generational yoke that is waiting to manifest in my children's life. Oh yeah, break in Jesus' name. We are praying. Now you got the water. If you are here tonight, you have not surrendered your life to Christ. Let's do that quickly so that you can benefit in the valley of the dragon prayer that we're about to pray. Say, Lord Jesus, I acknowledge the fact that I'm a sinner. I don't want to deceive myself anymore. I have dwelt with the devil long enough. I need you to come into my life. You said in your word, if any man be in Christ, is a new creature. All things has passed away. Say, behold, everything has become new. Father, I need a newness of life. I need a scent of water to come to my life. Fall upon me tonight in the name of Jesus. Write my name, O Lord, in the book of life. In Jesus' name we pray. If you have prayed that prayer with me, I'll say congratulations to you. You are welcome to the rema of the people that before they call God, we answer them. So are you ready to pray now? I love this song that we always sing. Say, when I go into any battle in the name of Jesus, I am a winner. When I go into any battle in the name of Jesus, I am a winner. When I go into any battle in the name of Jesus, I am a winner. When I go into any battle in the name of Jesus, I am a winner. Now shout this one loud and clear. Say, whether the enemy like it or not, I shall do well in life. Declare that to yourself. You must do well. You must do well. You must prosper. Open your mouth and pray for yourself. In the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, I must do well in life. Ah, you know what she said. Enough is enough. I shall do well in life. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, I must do well. I must do well. I must do well. I must do well. I shall do well in life. Whether my enemy like it or not. In Jesus' name, we are praying. You are going to pray for yourself like this. Say this one without apology to any power. Say powers that I vowed that my condition will not change. Hey, you are a liar. Any power that say your condition will not change, you are a liar. Da 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 by fire, da by fire, da by fire, da da. Your condition must change in the name of Jesus. Your condition must change in Jesus' name. We are praying. I pray for somebody here. Anything or anyone that is sitting on your greatness, they are sitting on your marriage, they are sitting on your promotion, they are sitting on your next level. If your amen is loud as the ground open up and swallow the enemy of Moses, the ground will open up and swallow them tonight in the name of Jesus. They shall be swallowed. 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 In Jesus' name, we are praying. Now you want to mention your own dry bone. You know it very well now. Before I pray for you, you are going to pray this one before you go to begin to think about the loud Bible now. Shout this one loud and clear. This one is for your own prayer. Say, anti-joy power. These are the power that don't want you to rejoice at all. Say, anti-joy power. Hey, years of my life. Ah, you are a liar. Scatter my fire. Every anti-joy power that has gathered themselves together to mess up my life, to ruin my life. You are a liar. Da, shatter, da, shatter, da, da, da. Aha! Open your mouth and pray a prayer in the name of Jesus. Open your aha! That sister need to know prayer. Pray that prayer, pray that prayer, pray that prayer, pray that prayer, pray that prayer. In Jesus, mighty name, we are praying. You are going to pray for yourself again. Say this one loud and clear. Say powers. Assigned to strip me naked. Beloved, if you have seen yourself naked in the dream, I want you to gather yourself to pray the prayer. There is an agenda of shame and disgrace waiting for somebody here. You need to pray this prayer. Say powers that has determined to strip me naked. Hey, you are a liar. Die by fire. Die. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Pray. Help yourself tonight in the name of Jesus. You are making progress. Help yourself tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Pray. Aha! In Jesus' name, we are praying. No, if you are here, you have given back to your children. Congratulations. If you are here to give back, pray this prayer. If you are here to marry, pray this prayer. Gather yourself and pray. But just pray, because when you get married and raise your children, the prayer you are praying will save them at some point. Shout this one loud and clear. Say powers that wants me to cry over my children. Hey, you are a liar. Die. Help yourself tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Pray. In the name of Jesus. Yes. In the mighty name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. We shall not cry over our children. In the mighty name of Jesus. We shall not cry over our children. In the name of Jesus. Let your name be glorified. In Jesus. Mighty name. We are praying. I pray for somebody here. Any voice that has spoken against your life, saying you will live like a walking corpse. Today, I command that evil statement to backfire. In the mighty name of Jesus, any power that say your battle will not end, they shall fall down and die tonight. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Now, lastly, you are going to cry. I don't know your own dry bone. Blind Bartimaeus in Mark chapter 10, verse 47, and verse 46. The dry bone of that man was that he wanted to see. He was blind. There was a man in Mark chapter 5, verse 1. He's called the madman of Gadara. His own dry bone, even in the madness state, is that this man, there were 2,000 legion living in a single man. A demon living in the world. You are going to cry to the Lord. I don't know the serpent and scorpion that is living inside of you. I don't know the bitterness that living inside of you. All these things, they will stand against you at one day. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, my dry bones. Hey, hear the word of the Lord. Arise and shine. Pray. Open your mouth and begin to prophesy in that situation. Say to your dry bone, you must arise. Ezekiel prophesied, and there was a change of story. There was a rattling, there was a noise, even in the body of the dry bone. Open your mouth and pray. Father, Lord, in the name of Jesus, over my children, I will not weep. Over my wife, I will not weep. Over my family, there shall not be death. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. My expectation, even in this week, before they come to pass, before they rush out, it will come to pass. In the mighty name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Any battle in your father's house fighting you day and night, enough is enough. They must be wasted. Let your name be glorified. In Jesus' precious name, we are prayed. Amen. Let's begin to bless the name of the Lord. Let's thank God for tonight's prayer. Thank you for what God has done. Let's begin to ask God. Thank God. Just begin to worship Him. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be adored. There's no like unto Him. is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Ancient of Days, the Bright Avon. Just thank you for testimony in advance. Let's bless him, holy name. We give you all the glory and adoration. Be thou exalted in Jesus' mighty name. We are prayed. Amen. 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 In Jesus' name. Have a testimony? One of the people that joined us from America, by the grace of God, I just got the message tonight before the prayer line. The man has been suffering from spiritual madness. And the mother joined the prayer line. Another joined the prayer line, sent prayer to him in America. Within 2 weeks, the madness disappeared to the glory of the Almighty God. We thank God for what God is doing. We give you all the glory. Please, in your closet, continue to pray for this prayer line, the strength and the zeal and the power to continue and forge ahead. Because God is the only one that can be our strength. He said he will strengthen our weaknesses. So thank God for that. Just be in your closet, begin to pray for me and my family. There's no problem at all. Just remember us in your prayer. God bless you in Jesus' name. Let's share the grace of fellowship, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Don't forget tomorrow, there's no prayer line tomorrow, but there's a special prayer from Gio. There's a special video tomorrow. Tomorrow is a special day, which is on the 9th of 2020. It's a special day. So on YouTube, it will be starting a video. 3 hours video from 11 o'clock to 2 a.m. UK and Nigerian time. So 09/09/2020 is a special day we want to capture. So General Vasia will be on YouTube or on Facebook, all that network tomorrow. Just stay connected. And as you do so, we will capture the unique day in that. They say we're going to pray into that day from tomorrow, this Wednesday. So 09/09/2020. And even on Thursday, by the grace of God, we'll join the prayer line again. God bless you in Jesus' name. For all the Lord that have done tonight, let's shout 7 thunders. Hallelujah. I want you to go. Hallelujah. 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 God bless you. Have a wonderful night.
God bless you, Pastor.
Thank you. God bless you, Pastor.